What a special day this is, isn't it?
Yes.
Today I would like to speak about one of the greatest promises God made to humanity years ago. The promise that God will place His Spirit within His people to make us His children. As we read in Romans 8, verse 14, "For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God." Before Jesus ascended into heaven, He gave His apostles a very important instruction. So if you turn to the books of Acts and chapter 1, we'll review that. It reads on one occasion, books of Acts, chapter 1, verse 4. On one occasion, while He was eating with them, His apostles, His disciples, He gave them this command: "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift My Father promised, which you have heard Me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized by the Holy Spirit," or with the Holy Spirit. Imagine the moment when Jesus states these words. The disciples had walked with Christ, they had seen His miracles, they had heard the truth directly from the Son of God. And yet Jesus Christ tells them, "You're not ready to go out and preach the gospel and do My work, because you cannot do it just by your own strength and your own force. You have to do it with the assistance of the Holy Spirit to help you." The same is true for us today. Christianity was never meant to be lived merely through human willpower, emotion, intellect, or self-discipline alone. God calls us to live through His Holy Spirit. Jesus promised the apostles they would receive power. We read in Acts 1, verse 8, He said, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you." So it's not, again, it's not by our own will, it's through the power of the Father. In John 16, verse 13, I'll read it to you. We read, again, John 16, verse 13. "But when it, the Spirit of truth, comes, it will guide you into all truth. It will not speak on its own. It will speak only what it hears, and it will tell you what is yet to come." You don't lose your identity when you receive the Holy Spirit. Rather, it is enhanced. It is filled with the Holy Spirit and it guides us to live a righteous life. This was to fulfill the prophecies of the Old Testament. And there's various in the book of Ezekiel, but I'm going to focus on Joel, where it says in Joel chapter 2, verses 28 and 29, speaking about this day, where He promises, "And afterwards, I will pour out My Spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions." And in verse 29, "Even on My servants, both men and women, I will pour out My Spirit in those days." That includes you. That includes me. That includes all of us here. Before Jesus Christ walked this earth, the Spirit often came temporarily, like in the case of King Saul, selectively for a few, as we read in Hebrews 11, for instance, the patriarchs and the prophets, and upon particular individuals like King David. Then in Acts 2, during Pentecost, the promise was fulfilled. We read Peter quoting Joel and the Psalms, reminding the audience that God meant that this coming of the Holy Spirit was to happen, but only after the coming and sacrifice of the Messiah. The disciples were gathered together when suddenly a sound like rushing wind appeared, tongues like fire rested upon them, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit. There was not merely an emotional event or excitement. It was the beginning of something profound. God placing His power within human beings for holy transformation and purpose, and also to get the New Testament church started. The fearful disciples became courageous. Uncertainty became bold. The scattered became united, and the hesitant became witness. Why? Because God's Spirit changes people. God's Spirit changes people, his disciples. But the question is, for what purpose? In Galatians 5, verse 13, if you turn there really quickly, Galatians 5 and verse 13, we're going to start finding the answer. Why? For what purpose? Galatians 5, verse 13. Why the Holy Spirit? Verse 13. You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free. You received the Holy Spirit to be free. But do not use your freedom to indulge in the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love. And the kind of love that God is talking about cannot be fulfilled unless you receive the Holy Spirit. For the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one command: love your neighbor as yourself. We read in the same chapter that the fruits of the Spirit in verse 22 is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And we call the fruits of the Spirit. And in Galatians chapter 6, verse 10, we're instructed, therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. So we're called to love other people through the Spirit. We're called to do good through the Spirit towards other people. And in Timothy, in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6 and 7, Paul tells Timothy, fan into flame the gift of God. So it's not just a matter of receiving it, it's a matter of flaming it so that we can give love to other people, so we can do good things for other people. So this is a lesson. We should fan the Holy Spirit to love God and our fellow human beings. We do not have a spirit of selfishness that we hoard for ourselves, that we keep to ourselves. We're out to give it. Brethren, the day is coming when we will meet Jesus Christ, the King, in the clouds of heaven. You're going to be given immense power and authority. This is the time for us to use the Holy Spirit to learn to be humble, to learn to love, to learn how to manage authority so that we can serve other people. So we have received the Holy Spirit. We have that power with us. We should learn through the Holy Spirit how to be good people, how to be good Christians, how to serve other people. So when the time comes that we have immense power, we will know how to exercise that power with wisdom and love and compassion. So brethren, fan the flame, fan love, fan righteousness, and fan justice. And a blessed and happy Pentecost to all of us.